AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The police chief in Newport News, Virginia, says the teacher shot and wounded by a six-year-old student was teaching class at the time. Stephen Drew says the gun had been legally purchased by the child's mother. Philip Jones is Newport News' mayor.
This has shaken us. This has shaken me. But Newport News is a strong community. And together, we are going to work together to ensure that the well-being of our children remains a priority.
Teacher Abby Zwerner is in stable condition at an area hospital. The police chief calls Zwerner a hero. Damar Hamlin is out of a Cincinnati hospital and will continue his recovery in Buffalo. The Bills safety suffered cardiac arrest 1 week ago during a game. Dr. William Knight at University of Cincinnati Medical Center says Hamlin has made good progress.
He has been up with physical therapy and occupational therapy, walking the unit, tolerating a regular diet, meeting with his family and many members of the care team that wanted to see how he was doing, all to get him to this point that he could be safely returned to Buffalo.
The rain keeps falling in California. An evacuation order is in effect for the entire community of Montecito and surrounding canyons scarred by recent wildfires that came on the fifth anniversary of a mudslide that killed 23 people. Greg Galina at the National Weather Service says there is a lot of damage.
We've seen some increase in the wind and waves and with each of one of the tidal cycles. So you're seeing some strong winds and some strong waves. And unfortunately, a lot of those strong winds are actually leading to a lot of tree falls as well. We've seen some significant reports of trees being downed throughout much of Central California.
The special grand jury in Atlanta investigating whether then-President Donald Trump and allies committed any crimes while trying to overturn the 2020 election loss in Georgia has finished its work. The Dow finished down 112 points. This is AP News. Sweden may soon be joining NATO.
Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says it's time for Sweden to join the military alliance, because it's done what's necessary to secure Turkey's approval for membership. In an interview with a Swedish newspaper, Stoltenberg says the ratification process can come to an end now. Turkey has held up the process, wanting Nordic countries to crack down on groups thought to be terrorist organizations. In May, Sweden and neighboring Finland had applied to join NATO following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Suggesting New Jersey's recent concealed carry law infringes on the public Second Amendment rights, a federal judge put a temporary hold on the legislation drafted after the Supreme Court expanded gun rights last year. Three members of the Second Amendment rights group filed a suit soon after Democratic Governor Phil Murphy signed the legislation just before Christmas. Ed Donahue, AP News.